Okay, let's get into Shabbos Yerushalmi Daf Pezayin as we are in the last couple of lines of the 12th parak, Parak Habona, and we get into the 13th parak, Parak Oreg. So we are on Pevav Mabez. There's what to talk about in this last section. So the Mishnah had said, Ksav Agab Ksav is not called Ksav, and if somebody writes on top of something else on Shabbos, one is not Chayav Daraisa. Ksav Agab Ksav is not called Ksav. So Gemara says, but isn't that against the Shita of the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan in by Sefer Torah, in the case, in the unusual case where somebody's supposed to write Shem Hashem. And instead they wrote, and they have Kavanah to write Yehuda. But then it came out that they forgot the Dalits, they wrote Yudke Vavke, so the halacha is that that's a problem, because Shem Hashem has to be written with Kavanah. If you don't have Kavanah when you write Shem Hashem, then it's puzzle. So what do you do? How do you fix it? So Rabbi Yehuda says, just write over it. Mavra lav kumos umakaimo. So writing over it. So Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds Ksav al gabi Ksav is called Ksav. So that's against our Mishnah. But maybe, okay, maybe Rabbi Yehuda argued with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is the Shita of the Rabbanan, not Rabbi Yehuda. But the problem is the Shita of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say back to him, no, that's Enam and Amuvchar. That's not Amuvchar. That's not a appropriate writing. But what does it sound like, Enam and Amuvchar? Sounds like this a Din Lechatchila. The Chachila, it's not the best, but it sounds like it is writing, so it sounds like it's a stira within the Rabbanan. So the Gemara answers the last point that we made last time, and that is, maybe the Rabbanan are only answering Lashitas Rabbi Yehuda. According to what we hold, it's not Ksav at all. Like the Mishnah says, Ksav Agab Ksav, and therefore you didn't have Kavana to write it, so you can just erase it, right? Because you didn't have Kavana at all. Right, But they're just saying, Lashita so, according to you, a Rabbi Yehuda, is that good enough? Right? The Gemara says, Bishita so heshivu, Bishita schasha, to omer ksavu, afwe nemen uvchar. Right? It's, Lashita san, that's possible gamre, but they're just saying, Lashita so, it's a problem. So we said that the Gemara in Gittin, talks about this, principle and says, Gittin daf chav says that this problem is based on Zekhe Levi and Vehu. Zekhe Levi and Vehu has to be written, with shame, with kavana, of kavana saksav. So, that Gemara in Gittin, this Gemara here, which is quoted in Masechas Gittin, comes up in an important form in the way that Achronim explain Rashi. Rashi and Tosfos discuss, in the beginning of Lulav HaGazal, the principle of Lulav HaGazal VaYavesh. As we know, the third parak of Lulav, the first two parakim of Sukkah are all about the Sukkah. And then the next couple of parakim get into the Dalam Minim. So the Mishnah says there that a dried out lulav is pasul. Yavesh is pasul. There are different types of pasul that the Rishonim talk about. Is it nifrach kitziporin that's really brittle or just a little bit dry? So lulav gadol yavesh pasul. Why is yavesh pasul? So if you look at Rashi there, in the beginning of lulav gazel, well-known Rashi, debeinan mitzvah muhuderes, dechsiv ve'an vehu. Because you need a beautiful mitzvah. Says, pre-Eitz Hadar, you need a beautiful mitzvah. And we're assuming that you can compare Esrog to Lulav. And therefore, you need, the problem is Yavesh. Tosfos right there says, Rashi, really? It's based on, Hadar, Zekhili, and Veu, says Tosfos. Mishav Farish Begemara, the first Tosfos here. Mishav the Iskish Lulav, Esrog, Dachsiv, Behadar, Velokamo Shapir Shakuntris, Mishav Dachsiv, Zekhili, and Veu. This is not the general din of Hidr mitzvah. That it's based on Zek Kelim Yaveyu, De'ein Va'aneyu Elach Adchila. Because Hidr Mitzvah is just a Din Lach Adchila. Revelo Mitzvah Bahachi. It's not going to be possible because of that Li'ikuva. Kidimucha Parakamo. Look back in the first parak on David Alfin Sukkah. Dami Rabbanan, the Rabbanan talk about Eged Lulav. Mitzvah Lulav Tsarech Eged. Vim Lo Agdo. It's not going to ruin it. So Tosfos is assuming that the Hidr Mitzvah of Lulav Tsarech Eged is the same Hidr Mitzvah. And Rashi says, in terms of Yavesh, Tosfos is comparing. So again, you can argue with that point. But the Tosfos continues. Rabbanan lulav mitzvah la'agdavim shum mizher mizek la'aveyu elalog da kasher. Hai Yavesh tohacha, Tosfos says, the Yavesh here don't say that this is based on zekel la'aveyu. So, meaning, according to Tosfos, it's a special din of hidur, of Yavesh, lack of hadar. But it's not the general din of zekel la'aveyu. So how do you answer that? Because according to Rashi, it seems like this hidur is different than the hidur of mitzvah la'agdo, of lulav tzarach eged, and this is a din li'ikuva, right? And that's what's pointed out by Rav Soloveitchik and the Rishi Shirim there in Sukkah, where the Rav notes that Sorachi and Babir Shita. So Venira, he writes the Levaris, he so din Zekele Miaveu, Ubekach Lataritz Ashitas Rashi Hatemua, Dehine, Bemesechas Gittin. He quotes our Gemara, Gittin Dafchaf Amnalef in the Bavli, which is right here. Peivav Maveiz in the Yerushalmi. Shakot, if Hashem is safer to our Bli Kavanas Lashma, Rabbi Yehuda, you just write over it. Mavril of Kumus and Makacho, Rabban and Sofer, no. Shasefer Apostle, She'ein Zemina Muvchar. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov there in Gittin Dav Chav says, what do you mean, Ein Zemina Muvchar? Zek Kelim Yanveyu Veleka. And you don't have Zek Kelim Yanveyu. So, Muchach Mizeh, says Rav Soloveitchik, Kiluf Amim Chisara Noi Posel B'dieved. Sometimes a lack of Hiddur is going to Posel. Vitzarachi and Mahu Yisod Apsol Shachisar V'noi. What's the Psol? What's the Psol? V'nir Ali, says Rav Soloveitchik, Shemizeh Muchrach, Kieshnan Shtei Halachos B'din Va'anvehu V'noi Mitzvah. Two dinim, two types of Hiddur. We might call it one in the Maisa, one in the Chefsa. Might call it that. Or at least one is more external and one is more general. Number one, halacha shel noy she'inu musuyam. General din of beautifying your mitzvahs. Halacha shel noy she'inu musuyam. Klomar, yesh chiyuv bechlal lehis na'os lefana b'mitzvahs, v'lasos mitzvahs ba'ofan mehuter, to do mitzvahs in the most beautiful way. Amnam din zehu hider mitzvah v'noy she'inu katsuv musuyam. There's nothing specific. There's a general din, yesh lahader. Ava b'li ha'hidur ha'chefsa einu balmum ve'einu mufka minoy ve'einu pasul. It's still a chefsa. Chiyiv noy zehu rach lechad chila sheish lesnos lefana b'mitzvah sefer Torah noah, talas noah, or the Gemara and Shabbos, tzitzis noah v'chulu. B'ram ein kan psul, ki ha'chefsa einu balmum. It's a din lechad chila. Yishchov lehis na'os, aval ha'noy einu katsu v'mesuyam. Ha'chefetz tzorach lomar, tzorach lios no'e yoser mi'chefetz acher. The chifetz has to be more beautiful than other chafasim. B'ram yesh chafasim achirim yoser noy mechifetzah. I efshar lomar shachaser noy ba'ofon muchlat kebalmon. That is number one. But then there's the other type of hiddur, and that's chisara noy gamur, right, where it's, by definition, has to be noy. Ba'ofon zeh hachifetzah shal ha-mitzvah nechshav lebalmum ha-mufka minoy legamrei. And that's Rashi Yavesh. Yavesh l'Rashi hofech es halulav l'balmum b'mnei shehu mufka minoy. L'fichach lulav Yavesh pasal. The Gemara says for Torah, imaskar es kula nechtav v'shalol l'shma v'olav kumos l'kachon yesh hafkas noy. There's chalos shemum in the chefsa, and therefore that would not be acceptable. Rav Soloveitchik and other achronim has other kashas on Rashi. What about the second day of Yontif? But this is another example. These are two examples where we see Noi as a Dimli Ikuva. Again, that's by Sefer Torah and by Rashi Hadar. Interesting, the Rambam, Achronim have pointed out, that the Rambam never quotes Hidr Mitzvah. Right? The Sugya in Shabbos, Kuflamateza, Kelev Yanveyu. Right? The Rambam never quotes it. The Rambam, there's something similar in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't quote it. Maybe, some point out, like the Meiri's Lashon in Shabbos is Derech Ha'ara, Zekeleveyu. Meaning it's a nice idea, but it's not a Chiyuv. In most cases, but the Rambam does have something similar, and that's the last Rambam in Hilchos Yisuri Mizbeach, which we have quoted in other context. The Rambam says there, that's based on the Mishnayis and Meseches Menachos. The Yosef is supposed to give the best oil and the best flour. And the Rambam says, "Umeachar shekulan ksheirim lemenachas lamenimnu. If all of flour is kosher for karbanas mincha, why do you have to list which is the A, B, and C? Because they laid the yafeh she'en lamala meimenu v'hashaveh." Vahapachos. So you know the three different levels. Vahasharotze lezakos atzmo. Yakuf yitzro hara. Viyarchiv yado. Viyavi karbanu mena yafe. Hamashubach biyoser. Sheboso amin. Shiyavi bimenu. Try to bring from the best. Bring from the best type. Harinemer batorah vehevel hevi gamhumi vichor soro no michalveya. Ready goes the pasuk in Bereishis. Hevel brought from the Bechoroso. No, Vayisha Hashem al Hevel v'minchaso. And Hashem turned to him. Yahu adim b'chol davar shehu l'shem hakel hatov. Anytime you do something for Hashem, sheyeh min hano'ev hatov. It should be from the most beautiful. In bana based tefila, yeh no'ev mi based yeshivaso. A shalom should be more beautiful than my house. He'echel ra'ev ya'achel min hatov. V'hamatok shebishol chano. If you give food to someone who's hungry, right, it should give from the best. Kisei arum yichasa min ayafesh abiksuso. Hikdish dover yakdish min ayafesh abinachasav. So he doesn't use the words hidr mitzvah, but he says, give the best of that you can. Not what you have, make it beautiful, but it's a similar idea, that to make beautiful your mitzvahs. V'chein umar kochelev Hashem v'gomer, that's the last Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara next. That was all answer number one. All answer number one, relating to how does our Mishnah say Ksav Agib Ksav is not a Ksav, and the Rabbanan say it is a Ksav. The answer is no. They're just saying Lashitas Rabbi Yehuda. Second answer, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, five lines from the bottom, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, B'Shem Rabbi Yevo, Lomar Kain. Rabbi Bar Zavdi, and Rabbi Yevo, no, that's not the answer. Ella, that's not how the conversation went, but it's as follows. This is how the conversation went. Michla Vashitase, Ditana Kama, we switched like Yursa, Ditana Kama or Ditana Kama de Rib Yehuda, Taman, same question, Taman hu omer inam remufchar, haksav ksav hu, over there, he sounds like it's by Sefer Torah, it's not the best, but it's still a ksav. Hacha hu omer, ksav agabi ksav, eno ksav. But here in our Mishnah, ksav is not a ksav. So the Gemara has another answer. Mal ksav agabi ksav, what does it mean in our Mishnah that ksav, real ksav agabi ksav is not a ksav? Really ksav agabi ksav is a ksav. What does our Mishnah say? It's not a ksav. Chad le'el min chad. Al-gabe doesn't mean on top of, on the, where the letters are in, but above. Meaning you wrote one letter on one line, one letter on the upper line. They're not read together. That's what ksav al-gabe ksav is. It's another example of one above another. That's where it's possible, but really fundamentally ksav al-gabe ksav is ksav. By the way, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yaradeah, I didn't mention, about who we paskin like, in terms of that that case, right? We pass on like the Rabbanan de Reb Yehuda, right? You can't just be Mavrel of Makatso. It's Eino Minamufchar. But there is an interesting discussion. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeh, Reishai and Vav Sif Yud Beis, he has a connected idea. Hakosev Yehuda Lo Nasam Badalis. You're writing Yehuda and you didn't write the Dalit. So you're supposed to write Yehuda. So what do you do? Yitla Hadalis. So you don't have Kavana for Shem Hashem. So it's not Shem Hashem. You meant to write Yehuda, you just forgot the Dalet. So you write like just above. Yitzla ha-Dalet milamala. You put the Dalet up above, like a little arrow. Hoylo lichtov Hashem. But what about the other case, our case? You were supposed to write Shem Hashem v'kasav Yehuda. And you wrote Yehuda. So now what? You wrote Shem Hashem. You were supposed to write Shem Hashem. You had kavana to write Shem Hashem. But instead, by mistake, you added another letter Yehuda. So what do you do? Shulchan Aruch says, O sehemi adalis. The Dalid make into a hey, just add on a line. So now you have Yud Kei Vav Kei with an extra hey, Umoche Kei Achrona. Then you can just erase the second hey, and you're left with Yud Kei Vav Kei. Which again, you might have thought like, oh, that's Yud Kei Vav Kei Memela, because you got that by writing, by erasing the last letter. The answer must be no. It's there, even if the last letter is there. That's an extra letter. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But the Pischei Tshuva on the bottom quotes an interesting Teferis Lamoshe. He says, this is what you could do if you know it was written l'shem kedushas Hashem, and therefore you could just add in, make the dalet into a hey, and then because you know yud kei vav that was all written l'shem Hashem. Hainu dafka says this first lamosh here. Dafka k'shiyadua shekidsho kagon shasofer baatzmo kain chen mashmi belavush because of shaylo luchlotov Hashem v'kidsho. Avalim nimsa b'sefer Torah. What if you just find a sefer Torah b'makam shayroy luchlotov Hashem cause of Yehuda? Where it says Yehuda, we're supposed to say Shem Hashem, and you have no idea. Yeshlomer dein takana lasos me'adalas hey. Then if you don't know if the letter was written l'shem Hashem, you can't just make the dalet into a hey. The domalo kidsho asofer l'shem. Maybe the yud kei vav wasn't written with Shem Hashem in mind. V'gam ha'avaras komis l'shman lo mahani. And also you just can't write over it, as we just said in our Gemara. Gam l'machan aser. Okay, so then just erase if it wasn't written l'shem Hashem. But you can't erase it because maybe it was. Dilma kitcho. Maybe it was written l'shem Hashem. For nechtav yud, hey, and avav, v'kdusha. So if it's urchi in l'maisa, the rest of what she says, you're stuck. Right, you're stuck. You're not going to know what to do in this case. Okay. Continuing now. My time, Rabbi Shua ben Maseira. So getting back to the last, machlokas. The machlokas at the end of the Mishnah on Pevav Mabez. The Mishnah of machlokas. What if you write one letter, no tree cone? Like an abbreviation, a Rashi Tevis. You're like Reish with a line, with a smidgic, a line that means Rebbe, or some other type of a samach to mean simin. So what is the halacha there? Kosovozach no tree cone. Machlokas, Rabbi Shua ben Maseira says you're chayev. And the Chachamim say Pater. What's the reason? My time to Rabbi Shua ben Beseira. So the Gemara doesn't ask what's the svar for the Rabbanan. The answer for the Rabbanan is two letters are two letters. Doesn't matter what the two letters mean. Or the one letter means. The answer is you have to write two letters. You didn't write two letters, you're going to be Pater. So my time to Rabbi Shua ben Beseira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Yeshua ben Beseira, Me'os achas at lome kama osos. Because from this one letter, you learn many letters. Meaning the message of this one letter is many letters, and therefore it's going to be chayiv. That's why you're chayiv in that case, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Maseira. Weiter. Last mission in the parak. Hakosef Shtei Osios B'Shtei Helamos. Right? We've learned already you have to write, you have to do all the malacha in one helam. So what happens if you write two letters, Hakosef Shtei Osios B'Shtei Helamos, you wrote two letters in two ha'alamos, Achad Shachris Ve'echad Echad B'Shachad Echad Ben Erbayim, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, Rabbi Gamliel Mechayiv V'Chom Potrin. Well, so the Chacham say Pater, we pass in like the Rabbanan. It's two Ha'alamos, they're not Mitztarev to each other. You have to write two letters for the Malach of Kosev. Here you didn't, therefore you're going to say the Wheel Pater. Rabbi Gamliel holds Chayiv though. Why does Rabbi Gamliel hold Chayiv? Even though it's one, it's split up, says the Karban Eida, Kiva the Havile shows pain time, Kde Leida, what does it mean, one in the morning, one in the afternoon? Since there was enough time to have known Havile Kishtei Ha'alamos. It's Ke'ilu, it was two Ha'alamos. Meaning, it says Shtei Ha'alamos, and Shachris Ben Erbayim is adding on another Kiddush that even if you actually didn't know, but because you could have known, that's one day, that's Rashi actually, Shabbos Kofei, Lishnachrina Da'ik Sheyoda Ben Time. No, you did know. You did know. You did know, then what's the Kiddush? If you did know, of course it's two Ha'alamos. The Kiddush is from Ben Leo. Da'af Agav, Acha Shachris Ben Erbayim, Nokat L'Rabusa, Da'af Agav Yisham Hayadiyah, Im Hayadiyah Hefsik v'shows Godlo Bein Time, even though it's a Yadiyah and it's a big time in between, Machayev Gamliel, Gamliel still says Chayev. So those 2 days really is the what the Karban Eida quotes here. That's the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos on this Mishnah. They are in Shabbat Kufei, where Rashi says there's one Rashi on that Mishnah. Kivan Tavli shows Bein Time Kedei Leida Havi Lekishteha Alamos. Rashi and Tosfos says no. Tosfos says there. I don't quotes Rashi and says. Right? What exactly is the amount of time, morning and afternoon? You'd have to specify how much is required to be ki'ilu you knew. Also, it said earlier, and we'll get to it at the end of today's daf, tzipori and tveria, and even though that's considered one helam, even though there's time in between to go from one city to the other, even though the tshuva of the Rimigash that we mentioned a couple of days ago proves from this case that they must be within the same tchum, but still, there must be time. So the nearest, that's Tosfos, is the second day that the Karban Eida quoted. The Marich Yada Beit Tayim. Achashachlis Ben Arbayim, Venachal Rebusa, Davagav Dieshim Yediyah, Hefzeg Gadol, still Machayev, Rebbe Gamliel. So, Machlogos Rashi Tosfos, which are the 2 days that are quoted here by the Karban, Karban Eida. Okay, so it says the Gemara, Vakasha, the Rabbi Gamliel. Kasha Rabbi Gamliel says you're chayiv. In this case, even though it's two halamos, ilu katzer kegrogris b'shachris. Uka grogris ben harabayim behalam echad. Shema no chayiv, right? It says the Gemara. According to Rabbi Gamliel, if you did kotzer, you did a full malach of kotzer in the morning and a full malach of kotzer in the afternoon, what, you're going to be within one helam, right? You're going to be chayiv more than one? No, you're only chayiv one there. Meaning two full malachos in one helam is only chayiv one. Right, so but 1 second, according to Rabbi Gamliel, you see Yediyah doesn't really make a difference, right? Because even if you knew about it beforehand, it's not mafsik, right? So Yediyah shouldn't, whether you know or not, shouldn't make a difference. So why aren't you chayiv too in this case? Kishem she'en halamos cholkos kach lo yitzarfu, right? If the in halamos the halamos aren't cholik, meaning you're able to combine them kach lo yitzarfu, or you should be chayiv two for two kotzers in one halam, because you see, according to Rabbi Gamliel, the Yediyah doesn't make a difference. So Baruch Huda doesn't say that. So Rabbi Mana Amar Lastam, Rabbi Mana said this anonymously. Rabbi Avun B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Time to Gamliel, no, Rabbi Gamliel has a special din. Time to Gamliel Taman Ein Yediyah Lachatzi Shir. The issue isn't Yediyah or not Yediyah. Rabbi Gamliel would agree if you have a Yediyah between two full malachas, so that breaks it. And if it's no Yediyah within and five malachas in one, that's only chayav one. The problem here is if you knew after you did a half a malacha. So is that called a significant Yediyah? That's the issue, right? The language of the Bavli is Yediyah or Ein Yediyah Lachatzi Shir. Right here is Ein Yediyah Lachatzi Malacha. That's Rabbi Gamliel Shita. So it's a special din by knowledge of Chatzi Shir. And the Gemara even ends off with a question, which it does not answer. V'dechvasa Ein Zadon Lachatzi Zayas. You're saying there's no Yediyah if you did it b'shogeg, then you found out. I'll go even further. What if you did it b'mezid? What if you did half of one letter b'mezid, and then you've stopped helam, and then you did the other half of shogeg? According to Rabbi Gamliel, if you say there's no yedi, it's not significant for half, maybe even that would be chayv achatas. Wow. V'dechvasa ein zadon l'chatzi zayis. Akal chatzi zayis b'zadon. V'chatzi zayis b'shogeg. Amashi yitztarfu. Right? Would you be mitztarif? Because if you say that knowledge of a half of a malacha or a half of an aveira is not really significant, so maybe it could be considered basically a shogeg. It could combine with another, or not, or you don't go that far, right? You don't say yediyah for a shogeg is not going to be significant, but mazid is for sure you're not going to be able to combine. Okay, so two different, that question is not answered. Hadralach Abona, we get to Ha'oreg. So what is Oreg doing here? Again, it would have been very nice if all the malachas went in order. And if you want to say go in order backwards if you wanted to start with Hotzah. So that's what the Tosfos Yontif, as we have mentioned a few times, has been doing. We spoke about Bone, because Bone is similar to Machabah Patish, which is the second to last malacha. And then we discussed Kosev, because Kosev is also connected to Bone. What about Oreg? Why is Oreg here? So the Tosfos Yontif again says, because Oreg is similar in terms of shir. Afagav, even though we skipped a few malachas, says the Tosfos Yontif. Afagav da hasad svi umalachtov nishnis besamach lamechaz akosev, even though tzad svi, right, trapping is closer. You're skipping a few, going backwards. Afilu hachi hiktim lafarish dini orig v'dichvasei. Mishum de damyin b'shi'ura de kosev b'shnei osios chayev v'chein orig shtayim. It's also two, and also two. V'afer b'lazer svir alei b'shtayim. Fine. So that's what it says. It talks about Oreg. Again, I mentioned it last time, but just to mention it inside, the Tosfos Yontif, as I mentioned, was a Talmud of the Maharal Miprag. And the Maharal is, if you look in the Hagdama of the Tosfos Yontif to Mishnayos, he quotes that the Maharal urged him and had chaburis in Mishnah, says the Tosfos Yontif. Vishavku kule alma masnison, va'azlu basar gemara. Everybody forgot Mishnayos, they left them, and they went straight to the Gemara. Hader darish lehula olam havei ratz l'mishnah yosem ena Gemara. Kedisa sof perek beis deba metziyah. Kebochein rabbeinu agadol marana v'rabana agon rabbi Yehuda leva bar betzala. The Maral. Shenis aseg b'yeshiva. Vehir betz Torah l'rabim. B'mida hagadola hi midas ha-Gemara kemeforsam. Obviously, he was a baki in all Gemara. Hader darash lachatz. I'm sorry. It must be Larutz. Larutz Lamishna Achenis Chabru Chaburos Chaburos Kitos Kitos Malchi Man Malchi Rabbanan. Umis Askin Yom Yom Perek Mi Pirke Hamishnayas. Every day a Perek. The Chosrin Chalila Chalila. Umis Hashem Aisa Zos Chok Veloya Avar. Lobavad Pekila Kadosha Prague. Not only here in Prague, Asher Bo Hadas Netuna Mehagon Hanizkar Kiyem Gar Bishar Kilas Kadoshos. Right, he spread it. Karovos Urechokos Kimu Vakiblu Alehem Lalamdam the Israel. And that's the power, and he says, of the Maral. And then he goes into the uniqueness of the Mishnah and how you need, a lot of the times Mishnayos don't get along with each other, so to speak. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to put my efforts into putting it all together. And V'kom Misha Oskim Ladas Lahavin Tame Mishnayos V'lamar Al Stiro Sehen Ho Yikra Shimush Tamar Chacham. Right, putting it all together, that's real Shimush Tamar Chacham, and that's what I'm going to try to do, says the Tosfos Yontif. Okay, let's get into the parak. So Hadra Lachabona. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ha'oreg Shlosha Chudim Mitchilas, even though we learned in the Mishnah that two threads are the Amalacha, that's according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer says no. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ha'oreg Shlosha Chudim Mitchilas. Rabbi Eliezer says you gotta have three threads, three strings. Ve'echad ala arig chayef. Three if you're starting, but one al ha'arig, right? Even one an ha'arig, if you're mosif, even just one is enough. V'cham omrim, be'metchila be'masof, shiru shnei chutin. Two, Rabbi Lezer says it can be three, it can be one, as we'll see. Rabbi Lezer, omer v'ho, rei v'chul, omer ebu l'taym ad Rabbi Lezer. Why did Rabbi Lezer say three? Ayidei ha'shlishi malachto miskayemes. Because two, if you pull one thread through and one thread through the other way, it's not miskayem. It's not permanent enough. And therefore, that's why Rabbi Eliezer says you need a three. So Gemara says, "Ma'ikra Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda, is Rabbi Eliezer here following Rabbi Yehuda in Kilayim? Rabbi Yehuda in Maseches Kilayim also says that you need three. But Rabbi Eliezer, if we're saying Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda are connected to each other, but Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti, so we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda over there. So we're saying if they're interchangeable shittos, that would be a problem. If Rabbi Eliezer is a Talmud of Beis Shammai, so we generally don't pass him like Rabbi Eliezer." So if they're connected, consistent shitas, that would be a problem. So my Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda, Ditanina, because the Mishnah says in Kilayim, Ditanina Taman, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achi Yishalish. Even though the Tanakama there says two, Rabbi Yehuda says three. Vaslach Vakufa Mitzdarfin L'Kilayim. And those two materials can be Mitzdarif and connected. L'Kilayim, we change it to. So how do you, if we say one holds like the other, see the Karbon Eida, Mi nomar de Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yehuda, Sfer Alei, v'chein Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar? So my answer is no. You don't have to say that they're connected. Amar Rabbi Simon, Taimad Rabbi Eliezer, Taman, over there, which means over here. Because this is a taking this conversation over there and putting it over here. Over here, Ayidea Shlishi Malachtim is Kayemes. It's a special din in Hilcha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says he thinks it's only Miskayim with three, but it could be that Rabbi Yehuda would argue and say two is enough to be Miskayim, like the Rabbanan say here. Bram Hacha, but over there by Kilayim, Pachos Mikan Mistater. Who? Even less than that, he might hold, is too loose. Meaning each of the context might have their own requirements, and you don't have to say that each one holds of each other. Right? You see the second, third to last line in the Pnei Moshe on the bottom, Mistatahu, Shebekal Yacholotzi of a Lister Achibor, you could undo it very quickly. Hilchos Sfer Alei Yishalish. Ve'ikal Meimar, Rabbi Eliezer Mode Hu L'Rabbanan B'Kelayim, V'chein Rabbi Yehuda Mode Hu L'Rabbanan B'Shabbos. Right? So you see each one can hold like the Rabbanan and the other Shita, meaning you don't have to say that they are connected, consistent Shitas, and therefore you can pass them like whoever you want. Period. Eshkachas Amar Al Rabbi Eliezer. So it comes out according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says you're chayef sometimes for three, sometimes for one. But really, you're chayef for one, two, or three, says the Gemara. Pa'amim sheshlosha betchila. Sometimes three betchila. If you're just starting something, you need three. Pa'amim shnayim. Sometimes you be chayef for two. Al gabi echad arg miaspal. If you had one from before Shabbos, if you add on two, that makes three altogether. That's miskayim. Pa'amim echad al gabi shnayim aruga miaspal. If you have two from before Shabbos, just adding on one. So Rabbi Eliezer sometimes says you're chayef for one for oreg, sometimes two, sometimes three. Rabbanan tekesaran ba'in mahu. The Rabbanan asked the following question on Rabbi Eliezer. When Rabbi Eliezer says three, does he mean three altogether or adding on to three, which would make four? Echad ala oreg, echad al gabi shnayim, which is three altogether, or echad al gabi shlosha, which would be four altogether. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Dilma. Sorry, mi neima ke'echad al gabi shnayim aruga me'esmal. Umishim desfirle deshir ariga chut echadu. It could be one. Vlo boi shlosh ala kadesha te malachtam is kayemes. Really, one is the shir, but you need three to make it miskayim. O dilma no. Echad al aruga me'chayim be'echad al gabi shlosha. Dein shir ori b'chut echad la b'mosif ala arig. He only says you're chayev if you're adding onto something already woven. And woven has to be at least two or three. Right, and therefore that's the shaila. So the Gemara answers: Rabbanim dahach amri echad al gabi shnayim. Rabbanim holds three altogether. Haizat al zachas gedola. Other details in Ariga. Haizat al zachas gedola bitchila acharag b'shnayim chutin. The Rabbanim say you have to have two. Right, if you have a tal zachas gedola, you only chay for two. Ubisof, but if it's the end of the beged, the completion of the beged, I feel a call show. Even a little bit, even one pashab shot. Makabapatish. Right? So the Karbonetah says here, that the last thread, that's Makabapatish. That's not Ariga. Oreg needs two. But Makabapatish could be anything at the end. Ha'oreg Shnechutin, the Brisa continues. This is from the Tosefta. Ha'oreg Shnechutin, Agabi Hagas. If you, two threads on a large, thick material. Agabi Imra, or on a border. Skip the next three words. Chayef. Your chayef, doesn't matter what kind of material it's on, your chayef. The Pnei Moshe adds in a line here from the Tosefta. That's not in our Girsa. Second to last skinny line in the Pnei Moshe. Va'orek shnei chutin al rochav shlosha batim. And if you weave two, then even if it's the width is very skinny, just three heddle eyes, which is a very, very small area, hariz a chayef. You're going to be chayev, meaning that the threads don't have to cover a certain area. Back to our Gemara, lamad davar domel. It's also cut. It's like a little belt. Sharag bo shnei chutin al rochav shlo to abadim chayev. Just like a little tiny baged, you're chayev. So too, there's no minimum width for the ariga. Ubenefesh maseches, the weft threads, kamandu betchila, have the same shear as if you're starting out. According to Rabbanan, it's going to be two. For hain bada, And a plain cloth, afilu besof kariku, by a bada, if you have a big cloth, Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, that you're going to cut into pieces, then even at the end, even though we said before, even one at the end is bakam patish, not here. Here you're going to need two, because it's not at the end. You're going to cut it into different pieces, so there you don't apply makam patish. V'chein lesuto, also by these veils that are made the same way, afilu besof kariku, even at the end, would be like an arig, you need at least two. Period, adkan, orig. Now a couple of other ksiva halachas. Hakol modim because if it's Hashem, atsha sheyashlem. Everybody agrees if you're writing Shem Hashem, let's say you wrote Yud, Ke, Vav, so then that's not good enough for Shabbos, even though you wrote a couple of letters. But Shem Hashem is a unit according to this daya, and therefore if you only write part of it, so then it's not going to be chayiv. Because of os achas lahashlam hashashem, but if you have yud kei vav, and then you add on the hay on Shabbos, that's going to be chayiv. Vos achas lahashlam hasefer, chayiv. Or one letter to be mashlam a sefer, chayiv. Interesting, the Menachas Chinuch discusses in the Mosach Shabsev, and what does it mean, sefer? Does it mean any sefer? Because, you know, if you finish a sefer, but what's, you could always add on to the sefer. So he is noted to say that maybe it is only sefer, meaning the sefer in Tanakh. That's what he suggests. Again, it's not, mufurish which sefer is being discussed, but that's what the Menachas Chinuch says in the Mosach Shabbos under O space. Under O space here for a Kosev, he writes, let me just find it, says the, Menachas Chinuch. Here, he wonders, he says, even, when it comes to, let's say, even Mishnayos, he's not sure. He says, Mavur lekaman, but O sachas jashlim le sefer, ein chilek bein sefer kedoshim o sefer hediotos. Doesn't matter. Just like, any type of beged. Nira de b'chol svar mairi, v'risi kam b'shabbos kov dalad, Os Achrona, Rashi says, he quotes from Shabbos Kav Dalet, Os Achrona shel Echad Michav Dalet Svarim. Nira from Rashi, Davka be'Echad Michav Dalet Svarim adin kein, v'tzorachiyin, minolei. How does Rashi know this? The Efshar Stam Sefer B'Shas Nikra Rak Echad Michav Dalet Svarim. Why? Gam HaSvarim Otenes kein. Dekol HaSvarim, not only Sifrei Hedyo, Demosifin V'Garen L'Shayach HaShlama, Alafilu B'Svarim HaKadoshim. Do you hold the Hosif, even a Mishnah Gemara, or even a Gemara or Pirush? Do you hold the Hosif Ksav Alagor Loshayach Malacha Shlama Klal? Right, and therefore only Sifrei Tanakh. Ki Atebos VaOsios Hakol BeMinyan UbeMisparim Eis Hashem Yisparach. The Kol Zman SheNechs Are Os Lav Kedusha Sefer Alav. Imkain BaHashlama Havili Tikun Gadol VaChayav Akolos. That's what he says. Maybe that Sefer means specifically those type of sefer of Tanakh, like Rashi says. Continuing, kasav osachas b'chov, osachas b'shabbos. If you're a one letter during the week and one letter on Shabbos, Reb Elazar mechayev chadash, Reb Yeshua poter. Reb Elazar says you're chayev because you add an honor. Reb Yeshua says poter. Only one letter. So the Gemara says, why you poter according to Reb Yeshua lama? O mishum. Let's at least do the question and then we'll continue. O mishum ki malacha. Does Reb Yeshua say poter because you didn't do the malach on Shabbos? You only wrote one letter, not two letters. Omishum sheni roi letztarefimo. Or is it, no, really, one is good enough, but here the two letters aren't read with each other. Because if you wrote one old one, that one is already dry by the time you wrote this one, so they're not really read together, so they're not mitztaref to each other. So which is the reason for Reb Yeshua? I guess we'll have to stop here, but the show will continue next time with this question.